It's Ricky Rick, Youngster, Natala ICU, Ilanga on Mpumalanga's Wise of February Friday. I'm so happy. I'm super excited. Find out why in a little bit, man. You tuned into your favorite radio station in the place of the rising sun. Now, attention, parents with newborns. SASSA is calling on all qualifying parents with children under the age of one to apply for the Child Support Grant. The social grant provides financial assistance for children from birth up to 18 years old. The great news is you don't need to wait for your baby to grow older to apply. You can register right after birth. All you need is your ID, your baby's birth certificate, proof of marital status, proof of income and bank details. Applying is very simple. Visit your nearest SASSA office or register online at services.sassa.gov.za. Don't miss out on the support your newborn deserves. For more information, do visit sassa.gov.za. SASSA, paying the right social grant to the right person at the right time. Njalo. It's Rise FM Lunch. I'm almost out of time, but we need to do this very, very, very quickly. The reason why I'm super excited right now, especially cutting it very, very close, almost got a heart attack, bruh, over this suffering.
Hello?
J.R. Echo!
What's up, bruv?
So happy, bruv. Thank you so much for calling us back. I was suffering just now. I don't know how I would have survived this weekend if I was not able to get a hold of you.
I'm so sorry, man. Sorry about that.
Almost dying. Thank you so much. I'm happy to have you on the line. We've been talking about you through this whole hour, from 2 all the way until now, talking about your profession, the thing you do in the industry and line of work that you are in. A lot of people don't know that you are from Mpumalanga. Is that on purpose or what?
I think I say it in every interview. They should know that.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I really do. I'm so proud of that.
Okay. Maybe we're not listening closely enough. JR, about 2 years ago, you were on a podcast and somebody asked you who you look up to in the line of photography, in the line of work that you do. And you said no one. You said nobody at all. Right? So yes. It's a few years later. And I'm wondering, do you now have somebody that you look up to as a photographer in the industry? Yes or no still?
I mean, I have a few internationally, definitely I have a few that I look up to.
Okay.
But I guess also what I do is so unique that I don't have enough reference points, you know?
I hear you.
But I guess internationally there are a few that, like, David LaChapelle should be one of those. Yeah, I mean, there's a few.
There's a few, he says. So you are an international photographer and creative director. You do a whole lot more. I was looking at your profile and went to your Instagram. On your profile, you have 23K, and I see you're up one more K. So you need to add that onto your profile as well. Just sharing that with you.
I'll definitely do so.
You absolutely need to do so. So, JR, the world of photography has transformed over the years. Back when our parents used to take pictures of us, perhaps when we took pictures of our friends as well, a person needed to be facing the camera lens in order for you to take a picture of them. Today, a person could be looking the total opposite direction, and that could be referred to as art. How has art and photography evolved over the years as far as you're concerned?
I think in the South African climate, especially, we've just been allowed to tell our stories a lot more, especially as Africans,
mm-hmm.
and to tell them from our perspective, you know, not what we've been told that we are or what we look like.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's just like you could tell any story about anything.
Mm.
And that's the joy of it right now.
And you had received criticism once at an event, taking pictures throughout the event, and somebody questions you, like, why are you taking so many pictures? What pictures are you taking? What pictures are you actually recording on your camera? What was all that about?
I think I was still very new at the point, and this guy was just pretty much reminding me about the essence of photography, which at the time, I guess, he felt as if, like, I was not capturing, which was moments and memories that people could remember forever.
Yeah.
Because there's a photo that you could take that could mean absolutely nothing to someone. And then there's a photo that you could take that could live for the next 30, 40 years because of how essential that moment is.
Yeah, I hear you. So criticism, a way to go in whatever line of work one is into, yeah?
100%.
Absolutely. I was looking at the work that you've done, especially on your profile and on your Instagram. Your work is very memorable. Much as it doesn't stick to our minds per se, when you see a picture, you know you have seen that picture before. You know, it's almost as if you're the only one in the space of photography in the country, especially looking at the lives of people that you have worked with in South Africa and internationally, of course. What is it about your work that stands out? Are you aware of what it is? Are people able to see an image you captured and say, this one was taken by J.R. Echo?
I think right now, commercially, would be just the attachment that it has to like pop culture, especially with music and the rise of amapiano. You know, I think I've went on to shoot quite a lot of impactful amapiano photos, especially album covers.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that has always just made the work very memorable and also just so consistently in your eye.
Absolutely. We're running out of time. I had to squeeze you in, JR. I had to squeeze you in, but hopefully we'll see you again very, very soon, especially in your home province, Mpumalanga. What's coming up as far as your work is concerned?
I'd love to come back home, and I think that's
Please
the
do.
One thing that I'm really, really trying to figure out a way as to. I left quite young, you know, and it's just I don't know how to come back in the space to make it make sense.
Mm.
But what's coming up on my end is there's quite a lot of exciting projects with brands that I'm just trying to tap into the community of photography, especially in the country, and a lot more international projects.
J.R. Echo, thank you so much once again, especially for returning our call. We appreciate you. We'll always love you for that. I appreciate you, brother. See you very soon in MP, yeah?
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Take care. It's JR_Echo on Instagram. You must check out his work. Rise FM Lunch, we're out of here. Have a fabulous weekend. I love you to bits on social media, Instagram at salt_afro_dj.
When the ones and twos add up to hundreds, you know you're listening to the Rise FM Music Connoisseurs. And now you can listen even longer. Friday.